Today's daf is Bamasiya daf Lamed Beis, the last complete daf in Eila Masiyas. Listen, tomorrow we finish the second parak and start Hamafkid. Bezrat Hashem, but now let us focus back onto the sugya of the double Lashonos. That's what we're in. If you remember, daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara gave the list of all the different double Lashonos in the Torah, and by each one, the Torah, the Gemara tells us what exactly is meant by the second word of the Torah, Shalach Tashalach, Hakei Takeh, Pasoach Tiftach, until the last one that we just did, the Torah says, different Torah, Kalash Bnei Adam. At least according to one of the Tanoim, really don't be so medactic that there's a double Lashon. Sometimes the Torah speaks like people, and therefore, just like people double up their Lashon just for emphasis, so too the Torah does that sometimes. And Tosis pointed out that this doesn't mean that they reject, this opinion rejects all of the Limudim that we had, but at least this one is rejected. And we have one more, though. Ha'aveta avitanu, fifth to last skinny line on Lamed Aleph Mabes. Ha'aveta avitanu, you shall surely lend money if somebody is in need. Ein li ela she'ein lo ve'ein rotzeh lehisparnes. This is only when you have to lend somebody money. Ela she'ein lo, if somebody doesn't have money, ve'ein rotzeh lehisparnes, and he doesn't want you to just give him a present. He doesn't want you to be mefarnes him. So then, amar achmona tein lo derech hava. Then you have to lend him, which the Rambam, if you remember, by the way, says in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the different levels of giving tzedaka. The highest level of tzedaka is giving somebody a job. But after that, before a present, is lending them, because people still have their self-esteem when you lend them, because they think they're going to pay back. So that's why it's a higher level of giving tzedaka. So if somebody doesn't want to get a matana, then you have to give it derech hava. But yeshlo v'ena rotzel is parnis minayin. How do you know that there's still a mitzvah to lend somebody money? If yeshlo, if they have money, v'ena rotzel is parnis, they just don't want to use their own money. Rashi explains the case. Somebody doesn't want to use them, but they want to keep it in their assets. They want to lend the money. Still, you have a mitzvah. Tamalom or tavitanu mikol makom. In that case, that's the actual lashon of tavitanu. You still have to lend him in that case. Ula Reb Shimon, but what about according to Reb Shimon who argues on this? If somebody has their own money, they just don't want to use it, you have no obligation to lend them money. They should use their own. So why the double lashon according to him? So again, don't be medactic. Sometimes the Torah speaks in double lashonos. You shall surely do this, but not to teach me any specific halacha. Okay, next Gemara.
Clearly, in the other cases, they'll agree that the double lashon is something to.
In the other cases, as Tosva said, they will agree. These two last tanam would agree that those are the Torah is not speaking lashon yadam. Probably, I mean, if you can figure out a limud, so we say the Torah is teaching you something. If you can't figure out a limud, we don't have to say that this word is extra. Right? We don't have to leave it as we did last week as a kasha that seh according to this person and kli is a kasha. It's not a kasha. You can say different Torah Kalash B'nei Adam that the Torah sometimes uses a double lashon just for emphasis. Next, two dots. So our Mishnah quoted Hayabata Menasela. If somebody has to stop working when they pick up the Aveda, Lo Yomar Lo Tein Li Asela. They're not allowed to say to the owner when they return the item, pay me my full wages that I couldn't work at the time of my finding your Metziah. You can't say that. But the only payment that the finder can demand is like a poel. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, so my kapoel batel, what does that mean? Amar Abaya, kapoel batel shel osa melacha de batel mine. Meaning, if somebody is involved in a certain amount of work that he gets paid $5 an hour, and to do nothing, if we offer him to do nothing at the time, he'll do that for a dollar, right? He'll do nothing at the time. He'll take the relaxation. But to do a lower level work, meaning not as much tircha, but it's something, they'll want more than that. They'll want $2. So that's what it means. Meaning, how much would you want to stop doing what you are doing and instead find the Messiah, do the tircha, find the Messiah? That's as much as you pay. You don't pay the full amount of what he would have made if he had kept working, but you pay the amount that he would have been acceptable to him to accept for doing the less amount of work. Okay, that's kapoel batel. But the Gemara does say, let's say you do something very special and and you don't want to stop working, and you're going to lose a lot of money if you stop working. So says the Gemara. So in that case, if there's a bezdin, meaning if there are three people there, masa b'fneihem, then you're allowed to make the tnai and say, I'm only picking up the metziah if I get my money back, some type of tnai. So before we even get into the Gemara, Tosfos notes the second wide line in Tosfos im, second word, second line. V'im tomar hacha mayno toschar. Why do you take money anyway for saving somebody's metziah at all? Why do you get paid? We had a Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Nunches, Tosfos quotes, called Mavriach Ari Minechse Chaveiro. Let's say my friend's property is about to get ruined. Literally, there's a lion that's about to attack my friend's property, and I shoo away the lion. So my friend does not have to pay me for it. Mavriach Ari Minechse Chaveiro Pater. So ask Tosfos, what's the difference between that case and Metziah? By Mavriach Ari Minechse Chaveiro Pater, but if by Metziah you're going to be chayiv something. Maybe Kapal Batel, maybe like the full amount if you make a Tanai. So he asks Tosfos, what's the difference between the cases? Why by Mavriya Chari you save your friend's property, you're going to be Pater, while the case of Metziah, then he has to pay you for it. So Tosfos answers, the end of the fourth line, the Omeri, the Mavriya Chari Pater, Hainu Dafke Shematzilo, Mipachat Ho'ari. What's the Mavriya Chari? The case where you save it from the Ari, from the lion, Sheyare Sheyavo. Right, you're worried that the lion is going to come. V'kidem baroim v'ivrichu. So therefore, you took a bunch of sticks and you shoot away the lion. D'lo bari hezeka. That case, it's not a vadai that your friend's items are lost. It's not like the lion is about to eat the sheep that you own and you shoo away the lion. That's not the case. Mavriach hari means there's a lion walking around the property. He might decide to come and attack. So it's not bari hazika. So in that case, you save it. To below atzalaso yachol yoshalo hayaba. It could be that even if you wouldn't have done anything, it would have been saved for your friend's property. That's why you're going to be potter in that case, because he could say, you know what, I might not have needed you. Avol matzil bipiha ari v'shataf nar v'chamoro umachzer aveda. But what if the sheep is in the mouth of the lion? If it's something bari hazika, then for sure you have to pay, just like achzeras aveda ubazel v'hitzal notol scharo. So the difference is whether it's vada going to be a loss for your friend or not vada going to be a loss. That's the difference between the cases. If it's vada going to be a loss, then for sure you have to pay. The Rashba quotes a different reason. The Rashba quotes it in the answer that, you know, there's another big difference. By Mavriach Ari, you yourself, out of the goodness of your heart, decided to go and save this guy's property. Right, Mavriach Ari, you didn't have to. Nobody's forcing you to. So if you did it out of the goodness of your own heart, then he doesn't have to pay you for it. He can say, thank you very much, I appreciate it, but I don't have to pay you for it. Mashiach, by Metziah, the Torah demands that you do it. The Torah is demanding. If the Torah is demanding you do something, so then you could demand that at least pay me the difference. Pay me like a poa bato. I'm not just doing this because I want to, but because I have to. That's the Rashba's answer. The Hasam, the Midaita, the Naf, Sheikha, Mavriach, Aleim, Pater Allah, the Avakat, the Matilei Pseita, Aval Hacha, the Chiavto, a Torah, Lahaxir, Lo Amra Torah, Beda Shalchav, Hashav, Aveda, Lachicha. So, number one answer is, do we say the difference between Bari Hezekah and La Bari Hezekah? Number two, do we say that you doing it because you want to do it versus the Torah demanding you to do it? And the final answer given in the Rishonim, the Ramban, quoted here in the Rashba and the Ran, the answer is, maybe the difference is because by Metziah, once you pick it up, you are a shomer. Remember, like the Ramban said a couple of days ago, you're a shomer, and once you're a shomer, you're entitled to get paid for doing shmirah on the person's item. So that's why by a shomer aveda, once you pick it up, you can get paid for it. But by Mavriach Ari, you're just shooing away the lion. You're not guarding anything. You're not doing it. You're not taking it into your rishus. So again, that is another answer. Right, there are the schar pula mamona the mati liyadi the balavedahu the dami lepoel shalso malacha b'shal chaveru the notzin lo mashe in heyu. You're like working for him. Avo poreach chovo shal chaveru. If I just do something for you, but I'm not your socher, I'm not your shomer, so then I wouldn't be able to collect. Three answers in the Rishonim. Why by a metziah I could get paid for my efforts, while if I just save your property from getting damaged, in the case of Mavriach Ari, I'm pater. I'm not going to get paid. Right, so that's the three differences by the Rishonim. Okay, continue. The Gemara says, three lines from the bottom. Isser v'Rav Safra of Iska b'Hadi Adadi. Isser and Rav Safra had a business venture together, and it came time to split up the investment. Also, Rav Safra, Palag Lebelo Daiti de Isser b'Api Beitrei. Rav Safra, on the day that it was supposed to be split up, Isser wasn't around, so Rav Safra just split up the assets without Isar being there, be apibetre, but in front of two people. And he did it in front of two witnesses. Also, the Kami de Rabba, or Rabba Bar Rabbi Abba, Bar Rav Huna, he went in front of another rabbi, Amarle, and the rabbi told him, Zil Isi Tzlasa, bring the three people, the three judges, the Palkas Kamayu. Where are the three judges that you split it up in front of? He tells Rav Safra, Inami, or Trey Migo Tlasa, or bring me the two of the three judges at least. Vinami Trey Sadi the Palkas Papi Beitlasa, or bring me the two witnesses that you split it up in front of three people. Right, there are two people that witnessed that you split it up in front of a bezdin. Meaning, Lamaisa, where's the bezdin that you split it up in front of? So Amarlei, mean Alachalhar, Rav Safra says, what are you talking about? Well, how do you know that I have to split it up in front of three? Who told you that? I split it up in front of two people. Who says three? So Amarlei. So either Rabbi Rav Huna answers him, no, it's not. Our Mishnah says, Em Yesha Bezdin Masa Bifneihim. Doesn't our Mishnah say that if he wants to make a specific condition for the when he picks up the mitziyah, he has to make a tanai in front of them. Ein sham bezdin b'fnei miyasta shelo kodem. And if he can't find the bezdin, our Mishnah said that who does he make a tanai in front of? Nobody, and therefore he doesn't have to pick up the mitziyah. So shelo kodem. So here too, when you split up your property, your assets, you must have you should have done it in front of a bezdin. So Amar Leir, if Safra answers me, dummy, one second. You can't compare this case to the Mishnah. Hasim demafik mamona mehai, over there by mitziyah. What is the case? The finder wants to make a condition that the owner has to gonna have to pay him money. He's gonna have to shell out money from his own pocket. So mafik mamona mehai, it's gonna be talking about a case where the person is gonna take money out of his own pocket, umosu lahai, and give it to somebody else. So be in a bezdin. So there you need a bezdin because I'm gonna want to be motzi mamon mechazaka aval hacha. But over here I'm just splitting up our mutual business venture didi shakli. I'm just taking my own money. I'm taking my portion of the pot. Gilui milsa ba'almahu. So we're not really doing anything. We're just revealing which part was always mine. We're not being motzis anything from a chazaka. So betray sagili. And therefore, two would be enough. So don't compare this case to the Mishnah. And Teda, Rav Safra continues, I'll prove it to you that in a case where this splitting up, you don't need a bezdin. So Ditzan, the Mishnah says, Ksubis, Amana mocherish lo b'fnei bezdin, an Amana, a widow who's collecting her mizonos, right, is allowed to sell property of the orphans of the Yisomim, not in front of bezdin. So you see, when dealing with other people's money, and you're not being motzi mechazaka, because this money is partially, as we'll see, why it's not motzi mechazaka, she's allowed to do it not in front of a bezdin. So Amalei Abaya, happened to be involved and said, no, V'lav Miyid Marla, you can't bring the Almana case as a Raya, because Amar of Yosef, Rav Yomi, Amar of Nachman, Almana in a Tzricha Bezdin Shel Mumchin. Almana, you're right, doesn't need a Bezdin of Mumchin, Aval Tzricha Bezdin Shel Hadyotos. But she does need a low-level Bezdin of three. And therefore, you always need three. So that's why Rabbi Barav Huna told Rav Safra, you should have had three. Should have had three. It's unclear exactly what the Maskan is, because they keep going back and forth. But that is Abaye's final statement. 2 points on this. Number one, we have to 3 points actually. Number one is I got a point. We'll talk about Rav Safra. If you remember, Rav Safra is someone who took his honesty very seriously. Remember Rav Safra, the Rashi at the end of Maseches Machas quotes the story of Rav Safra where somebody came over to him, a Roman general, and wanted to buy his gold watch, and he was in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and he said, I'll give you five ruble, and he doesn't answer him, because he's in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and he gives up 10 ruble, 50 ruble, 100 ruble, and then he finishes Shmona Esrei, and he says, I'll sell it to you, but only for 5 ruble. Because the reason I didn't answer you is because I was in the middle of Shmona Esrei, not because I was driving a hard bargain. So we know Rav Safra is an honest business dealer. So here, when we have a story about Rav Safra, to remember that he had two, but he thought that was the halacha. Thought that was the halacha to do it in front of two, not having to do it in front of three. The Ramban and the Ritva here asked on the last line of the Gemara, but the Gemara said, no, Almana, of course, doesn't need mumchen. But he said yotos. So the Gemara says, what's the havamina that we didn't need yotos? All dini mamanis needs three. Right, what are the first three words of the Zechel Sanhedrin? Dini mamanis bishlosha. So every case of dini mamanis needs three. So what's the difference here? By an almana, she doesn't need mumchen, but she said yotos. Of course she needs three. What was the havamina? So the Ritva says, pointing to the Ramban, the Yeshlomar, Tahani hedyotos, Hainu hedyotos mamish, the logamiri. These hedyotos don't just mean lower level judges, what hedyotos normally mean. Here, it means mamish, people who don't know all halacha. That's what hedyodos means here. Ela debiki b'shuma. All they know how to do is estimate lands, which is what we're talking about. The almana wants to estimate the land of the yesomim in order to be able to collect from it. That's what hedyodos means here. V'hachi kamar einet zvicha bezin degemiri ela daidla b'betzin hedyodos shalashuk ul hedyodos da alma kari hacha mumchen. And regular hedyodos, which are called hedyodos in other contexts, are called mumchen here. And here is even less than hedyodos, because here we're not even talking about a bezdin. We're talking about three people who know how to evaluate lands, but not people that know the halacha. And that's what it means here, that you need at least three of those types of hedyodos. Okay. The just one other har and Tosfos here. Tosfos points out that it's not an exact parallel to when you try to bring a raya from the almana case collecting shalom b'fnei bezdin. It's not an exact parallel because we know there's a specific reason midrabanan that an almana is allowed to collect shalom b'fnei bezdin. We say a husband would want that his wife doesn't have to schlep to court. So it's not an exact parallel for almana, but Tosfos works out exactly how we could still learn the parallel. Okay, says the Mishnah. Right, so therefore, so you can say that's part of Tosa's question, and that is she is taken from somebody else. It's still being mostly mechazaka. So, because you asked the question, I'll mention it. The Namuka Yosef here has a lashon that maybe the takana was that they made her as if she's a shutaf in the property. That's the language of the, I'll read it to you. Umishamchina asa'uhu kishutaf. So maybe that was the takana to make her a muchzak, to make her an equal muchzak, that she is like a partner and the property is like the children, and that levels the playing field a little bit. That's how the Numuk Yotzev answers Tosfos' kasha. Says the Mishnah, Matzah Berefes. Let's say we find a person finds a lost item in a barn, in a refes with all the animals. So in Chayeva, he does not have to return the item there, because we assume that it's not lost. But Rosh Hashanah Chayeva, in Rosh Hashanah in the street, then he has to return it. But if it's in a cemetery, and he's a Kohen, he does not have to be Metame himself to return the lost item, as we learned yesterday. What if his father says, Hitame, Oshamer, what if the father, who was also a Kohen, says, son, go in the cemetery and return that Aveda. Oshamer lo, Altachsir, or the father for some reason says, don't return it. Lo Yishmalo, can't listen to him. Why? Because, as we know, kibud avim, right, is not allowed to tell you to do an avera, right? Rashi and Parashat Kedoshim tells us that's why it's in the same pasuk, ishim avav tiro v'shav tzitz shmoru, that even though there's honor and respect one's parents, but shabbos tzitz shmoru, Shabbos overrides that. Azar Gemara is going to have the limud. What kind of kibud av is going on? If make yourself tameh or don't return it. Don't return it. Is the Rishonim discuss? Is there a kibud av where the father gets no benefit? The father just tells you to do something, and he does not get any hana'ah from that. Don't return the lost item. So what kind of tzivui is that? What kind of potential kibud av is there? So some Rishonim say it has to be a case where the father is getting something out of it. Like he's telling you, don't return it because it's beneath my covet for you to go return the item. That's what it is. Or, you know, return it because it's a good friend of mine and therefore you have to return the item. It must be talking about a case where the father is getting some type of benefit, but even there, where it is a potential case of kibud av, you're not allowed to listen to him. Next, as we had yesterday, parek v'ta'an, afilo arba v'chamisha pamim, if you unload or load up an animal even four or five times, chayiv, you still have to continue doing that. Shenemar, azov ta'azov. Right, you have to constantly help out your friend's animal, and no matter how many times, you have to do the mitzvah. Halach v'yashav lo, but what happens, the halacha is, you have to help out your friend with his loading or unloading. What happens if he, your friend knows the halacha in the Torah, so he has his animal with a big load on it, and then he goes to sit on a park bench and says, you know what, it's your mitzvah, please help, I'm taking a rest. But he doesn't want to help you out. Halach v'yashav lo v'amar, and he says, Hol v'alecha mitzvah, hey, it's your mitzvah, ibrisotcha lifrog prop, so, you know, unload. I need a rest. So pater. In that case, you're pater. Your mitzvah is only to do it with the owner, not if the owner takes a rest himself. Shenamar imo, as it says, with him. Im hayazakin ochola chayiv, but if he, the person, is a zakin or a chola, then he can't do it himself. He has to take a rest, and then chayiv, then you have to do it for him. Period. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avalo litzon. There's a mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avalo litzon. What does that mean? The Torah says both, to be porig and to be toein. So says the Gemara is going to explain this to mean that there's a mitzvah min haTorah to unload for free. But to load, you know, you could demand payment. Reb Shimon Omer Aflitom. Reb Shimon says, no, even to demand payment, even to load, you must do it for free. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Yossi Aglili Omer, Im Haya Alav Yasser Amaso. Reb Yossi Aglili says, let's say you see an animal and it's clear that the person loading it made a mistake, putting so much on this animal. So then Ein Zakaklo. Then you don't have to do it because it's his own fault. Shneemar Tachas Masa'o, Masa'o She Yachol La'amod Bo. A masa, a load, that is normally put on the animal. Okay, remember yesterday we brought all of these rayas back and forth, whether the parts of this Mishnah are a raya too. Actually, it's today's. I had just prepared it earlier. It's today's daf coming up. We're going to talk, be medactic from all these lines, whether there is an issue of tsar balei chayim or not. Right? Because what does it say? You have to do it as many times as possible. If he sits down, you don't have to take it off. If it's too much of a load, you don't have to take it off. What do all these lines signify about the concept of tsar balei chayim, as we'll get to?
What about the case we had the other day where he paid the half a zuz for the...
What about the case where he paid the half a zuz?
And then he was mafkered, and then he was still cleaning
it. And he was mafkered, but there it was on the floor. It was a question of being towing it.
But he wasn't helping. He said dully leak.
What?
He wasn't helping.
He was there. It doesn't say that he was sitting down. It doesn't say that he wasn't helping him at all. Dully leak in that case. I don't know if he was sitting down and saying it doesn't. Look, we said in the Mishnah, if he can't do it, like Zakin or Achola, then, you know, so I don't think there he specifically left, but I think you'd have to say that he was still there helping him. Amar Rava, says the Gemara. Refes Sha'amru, the case of Refes, which our Mishnah says, is not considered an Aveda, right? You don't have to return it, right? You assume the owners put it there. Refes Sha'amru, Eino Mata Ve'ina Mishameris. Eino Mata, it's a situation where the animal is not going to leave automatically, right? The word toa baderech, toa means wandering. So mate is causing to wander. It's not like it's a case where the animal's good for sure to try to leave the field. Veda mishameris, but it's also not a case where it's totally guarded. The Gemara explains, eino mate, it's not a case where it's for sure going to leave midiktani and achayiba, because after all, it says it's not an aveda yet. If it's not an aveda yet, so it's got to be a case where it's somewhat guarded. Veda mishameris, but it's not totally guarded. Why? Because that for sure, so the guy's mishus. For the fact that it has to say no chayiba, that you don't have to return it. These talk about the mishameres, because if it's a case where it's guarded on all sides and the animal's for sure not going to leave, then hashta mishkachla avroi ma'ayelol gavoi. We learned that if the animal's somewhere outside the property, you have to return it to inside the property. So then surely mishkachla mi gavoi mi boi. So if it's already inside the property, you have to do anything. So it has to be. That can't be talking about a case where it's totally guarded. Elish ramina inim shemeres ramina. Right. All cases of mitzia have to be somewhat in the middle. Somewhat that, I'm sorry, this case of the Mishnah, where it's not a mitzia, it must be a case where it's not totally hefgervelt, because then it might be a mitzia, but it has to be a chiddush. It has to be a chiddush that you don't chayeba. That's why it has to be in this middle situation. Continuing, if you find it in the refes again, eino chayiv, so two versions of where this refes is. First, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, v'hu shomer eshtol toch l'trum. Right, Rabbi Yitzchak comes up many places in Shas, even though there's no Rabbi Avraham, as we've said. There's Rabbi Yitzchak and there's Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, v'hu shomer eshtol l'trum. This refes, this barn, is within Trum Shabbos. That's where you have the chilek of, if it's found in the barn, you don't have to return it, because you assume somebody put it there. If it's in the street, you have to return it. If we're talking about Tocha Tchum, so it must be in the Rishus HaRabim, where the Mishnah says you have to return it, that's even B'Tocha Tchum. And even if it's not so far out, it's in the city, still you assume it's a Mitzia. Ikad Masi La Seifa, and some say has to have this Rabbi Yitzchak on the Seifa. But Rishus HaRabim Chayefa. Rishus HaRabim, you have to return it. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Vusham, it's Chuz La Tchum. Now, only if it's outside the Tchum, that's what you consider it so far out, it must be lost. Michlau mashba de berefes afilu omedes chuz l'tchum nami eno chayiba. Mashba by a barn, even if the barn is way outside the city, you still don't have to return it because you assume somebody put it into the barn. Next. The basic first lo yitamila. Now we get into the cases of kibud avei. So, in a cemetery, you do not have to return the item, as we learned yesterday. Yesterday, we learned the asi dochalos ase does not apply, because it's ein ase dochalos ase vase. Right, the becoming tameh is an ase and a los ase for a kohen. So, a person, a kohen, is not allowed to return a lost object from a cemetery. Tanu Rabbanan, minayishim amar lo aviv. Right, if we had time, we could talk about the concept of tumas kohen in bizman hazeh. The sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid might say that since Kohanim are all Tami Bizman Hazeh anyway, there's no problem with going into a cemetery. There's a question whether the Ravid even said it or not. Either way, we don't passen like that Ravid. We don't passen like the Ravid, and we passen that even though everybody's Tamei, we're not allowed to make ourselves Tamei again. And even though Kohanim are Tamei Meis and we need the Paraduma to make them Tahar, still, we're not allowed to make them more, they're not allowed to make themselves Tamei again, and that's why they're not allowed to go into cemeteries. So Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin Shim Amar Lo Av, if he Tamei Osher Amar Lo Tachzir, how do you know that if your father tells you to do an Aveira, that make yourself Tamei to return the lost item or not? Shelo Yishma Lo, how do you know that you're not allowed to listen to him? Shene Amar Ish Imova Viv Tiro, Veshav Sozai Tishmo, or the Pasuk at the beginning of Kedoshim, Ani Hashem. Right? What does it mean? Fear your parents. Guard Shabbos. I am God. Kulchem chayavin bechvodi. You're all chayav in my coven. Meaning, that takes precedence. Remember the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that we like to mention on that pasuk, even though Rashi says the limud is teaching me that even if you're, why is Shabbos and kibbutz of aim in the same pasuk? It's teaching me that Shabbos takes precedent, and even if your parents tell you to do an Aveira, you have to listen to Hashem. Rabbi Yaakov has another level of interpretation. What's the connection between Shabbos and kibbutz of aim? And what he says, the story of, I think I mentioned this in a parsha shir, maybe, that if Rabbi Yaakov was once on an airplane and his kids were giving him a lot of kavod, and this non-Jewish man next to him says, I don't understand, Rabbi. I see you've trained your children well, so well, it's amazing. How do you get them to give you so much kavod? So Rabbi Yaakov says, it's simple. Other nations of the world, believe in Darwinism, believe in us. You know, the development of the generations, and every generation is greater than the previous generation. There's more technology and more advancements, and therefore it doesn't make sense that a later generation is going to be mechabit an earlier generation, because every later generation is greater. But we believe in Briyas HaOlam, we believe in Matan Torah, and every generation further from the source is further away. Niskatnu Adoris in a certain sense. So it makes sense to honor the earlier generations. Right, that's the story. But Rabbi Yaakov says the pshat on this line of the pasuk. Ishimo aviv tiro. Why does it make sense? Keep it of aim. Shapsos et tishmaru. Because we believe in Shabbos. We believe that there was a source. There was a maisa brachos. There was a borei olam. That's why it makes sense for the kavod. Rabbi Yaakov says that as an additional level of interpretation on that pasuk. So says the Gemara. Taima the chazav achmanes shapsos et tishmaru. What's the reason? The only reason that I know this halach is because of the limud, because it says shefsoset tishmoru halav halachi. If I wouldn't have this pasuk, hava mina, I would have thought saisinalei. Without this pasuk, I would have thought that we listen to the father. But what do you mean? Va'amai ha'asei v'haylos asei v'asei. Again, kibud aveim is an asei, but not returning in an aveda is an asei to los asei. Below asei asei v'dachias los asei v'asei. So what do I even need the pasuk for? I know it already. I know misvara ein asei doch halos asei v'asei. Answers the Gemara, no, itzrich. No, I still need it. I would have thought there's something special. Sakadai da chamina hoa behukash kibarava, excuse me, kibarava aim, lekvodosh amakom. I would have thought, since kibarava aim is compared to kavod Hashem, that's stamen mitzvah asay. This asay is something special. Shenemar kan, as it says, kabedas avicha vesimecha, v'nemar, in the Bukzer Shava, lahalon, kabedas Hashem mehoncha, it's really lahalon. Right, it's compared Torah and Mishlei. It says here and it says there. Right, so you see there's a comparison between Kibud Avim and Kibud Kavod Hashem. So Hilchah Litzai Yisrael, I would have thought you have to listen to him. Kamash V'lan Lo Lishmalai. No, even so, you don't listen. You're not allowed to listen to your parents, even though it's compared. What exactly is the Havamina? So what is compared to Kavod Hashem? It's still Ein Asei Doche Lo Sasei Vasei. So why would you have thought it's different? So the Rishonim here discuss it. The Ritva says that the Yesha Tirtsu Mishum Shehifras Kibud Ava Aim Yoser Mikvoto. Because if you look in the Yerushalmi, it says that Kibud Ava Aim is even more than, it's not just a comparison, but it is even more in a sense. The Ritva quotes that Yerushalmi. But then he quotes, Harav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Rav Yosef, the man of Yerushalayim, answers. Dahakat Sakadai Dach, this is the Havamina. Litzayis Layim Yirtseh. The Havamina is whichever one you want. Because Kavod HaMakom and Kavod HaParents are compared to each other, your choice. Your choice. So you would have thought that's the Havamina. Kamash Malan Ani Hashem, Shalo Yishma Lo Klal. V'zeh Yoser Nachon Lefi Pirush HaGemara. Says that's what I think the Havamina and the Maskana is. The Havamina is that because they're compared, so either or, Kamash Malan, that we don't. Kamash Malan, that we don't. Okay, one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. This is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says that the Gemara had a havamina, that it's obvious. What do you need the pasuk for? Right? He says, 1 second. V'kasha. This is Rabbi Chanan in Kovas Ha'ara. It says, Simen Ches. Doha Yisrach Kra, Hecha Shekvar Hayah Asa B'kibat Ava'ei. Maybe the pasuk, right, the havamina is, what do you need a pasuk for? And then we had to come on to the answer of, because this is a special essay. No, one second. I'll tell you the reason why you need the pasuk. What if the son is already involved in the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim? And then comes along a mitziah. Does he have to stop doing kibud av v'aim to get the mitziah? What's the halacha in that case? So he says, you need the pasuk to teach me. If somebody's already asuk in kibud av, and then is damna ha'aveda, de'osik b'mitzvah kala, patri mitzvah chamura. Right? So you would have thought that in that case, you have to, right? You would have to teach me that you have to stop. Don't you need the pasuk for that? That you have to get the aveda in that case? And he answers that you're so gadol. V'yesh lomar, no, by aveda there's a losa, say, involved. And the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah never applies to bidokha lo sase. Osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah tells you if you're involved in one mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah's ase. But osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah never allows you to do a lo sase. And therefore, you would never have thought that osik b'mitzvah, if you're involved in mitzvah's kibbutz aim, that you're patur from picking up the aveda. You never have thought that. You don't need the pasuk for that. Why? Because obviously, that's a lo sase. So that is the principle that he mentions. And then he says, but 1 minute, maybe become akom, maybe the asay, kiva jabe asay mi anifter, mishem osik b'mitzvah, maybe you could have a team effort. You asay dochelos asay. Right, what was the problem? He said, ein asay dochelos asay v'asay. So maybe you could use the asay to be doche the asay of listening to your parents to be doche the los asay of aveda, and then you have the principle of osik b'mitzvah to be part of the asay of mitziah. So maybe a team effort, you could say you're potter. And then he says, no, you can't use that. You can't be a team effort there. He says it doesn't work. It doesn't work with a team effort. It's an amazing question, though, if you think use osik b'mitzvah and keep it of aim as a team effort to potter. Okay, anyway, let's continue. Says the Gemara, mitzvah min haTorah, lifrok, obviously there's more, asei dochalos asei and keep it of aim. Why is keep it of aim on the first set of luchos and not the second set of luchos? We talk about that, right, in Yonah Yoma, Shua's coming up, but we have to continue. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok, avalo liton. So it's a mitzvah, the Mishnah says, it's a mitzvah to unload, but not to load. So the Gemara says, avalo liton, my avalo liton. What does that mean? Ile ma avalo liton klal. What, there's no mitzvah to load? So what do you mean? There's a pasuk. Maishra prika tachsev azov tazov imo. Prika unloading, it says, you shall surely leave the animal and help him. It says you have to help load the animal. Ella, this is what the Mishnah means. Mitzvah natura lifrok b'chinam, v'lo liton b'chinam, ella b'schar. The Tanakhama holds that the mitzvah from the Torah is to unload for free, but loading you can get paid for. Reb Shimon omer, no, af liton b'chinam. Reb Shimon says even loading you have to do for free. It's a mitzvah, like all mitzvahs you have to do for free. Tanina la datan rabbanan, and this fits into the brisa prika b'chinam tina b'schar. The Tanakhama holds unloading is for free and loading is for payment. Reb Shimon omer zuvuzu b'chinam. Reb Shimon says no, both for free. My tamayu de rabbanan. Why do the rabbanan say that loading is for payment? These talking about the Reb Shimon, because if you all like Reb Shimon, they both are for free. Lift the rachmana tina v'lo bai prika. Why didn't it just say the loading case? And then I would have known the unloading case. The anamina, I would have known. Uma ti'ino de les batzar balechayim. If ti'ino, loading an animal, where there is no tzar balechayim involved. Why? Because the load is on the floor. The question is, could you help somebody load it onto the animals? There's no tzar balechayim staring at you in the face. There's no animal in pain. Veleka chisaron kis. And there's no money loss about to happen because the animal is not being loaded. Is that collapsing from the load? It's a question of helping him put it on. Chayiv. And your chayiv in that case, the Torah would have just said te'ina and your chayiv. So prika de ispatar balechayiv v'chisar and kislo kol shekein. So I would have known prika. I would have known that a case where the animal is in pain and the owner stands to lose, surely you have to do that. And lamai helps the chasvei rachmana. So why does the Torah even mention it? Lomer lacha prika b'chinam te'ina b'schar, to teach me that this is not like other mitzvos, but if you do this, he has to pay you for it. That's the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon, my taima, why does Reb Shimon say not? The psukim are not 100% clear which pasuk is talking about prika and which is talking about te'ina. And therefore, if the Torah would have only mentioned one, I would have used that to mean te'ina. I wouldn't have known prika. So that is why I need both psukim. Rabbanan amaylo mesai mikroi. So according to that's Reb Shimon shita. I wouldn't have known, and therefore the fact that the Torah writes both, I know one. The fact that the Torah writes both doesn't teach me that one of them is for payment. The Rabbanan, am I lo masai mikroi? The Rabbanan say no. What do you mean? You know from the psukim which is talking about which. Here it describes the animal is collapsing under its burden. So obviously that's a case of helping to unload. Fallen on the way, that they, the animals, and their load are lying on the floor. Meaning, so it's a case of helping load up. Can mean that the animal was on the floor, collapsed under its bundle. Period. Okay, end of that gemara. So now we have for the next amud, the whole next amud is eight rayas trying to prove the principle of tsar balechayim d'oraisa or not. Is tsar balechayim an isser d'oraisa or an isser d'rabanan? Obviously, we hold to the concept, but is it d'oraisa or an isser d'rabanan? We mentioned in the past a number of times the beautiful piece in the Minchas Asher, Siman Chaf Aleph and Brachos, where he discusses that in looking the Rishonim, there are 11 sources for the Isser of Tsar Balechayim. What's fascinating is that nowhere in Shas does it quote a Makar. Doesn't quote a Pasuk anywhere for Tsar Balechayim. The Gemara goes back and forth here in Masechta Shabbos, Tsar Balechayim, Daraisa or Darabanan. But even if it's Daraisa, what's the source? So the Rishonim here say, the Ritva here says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, like all Shiurin. All Shiurin, though, so throw this in there too. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? The Rivet here says, what's the source for Tsar Balechayim? The Rivet here says, you learn it from the Isser of muzzling your animal. Losachsum sharbadisho. Right now, that I muzzle your animal. Why? Because it's going to be in pain. The Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says, you learn it from the mitzvah of prika, unloading the animal. Right? Throw more. The Rambam says, Amar Nevuchim, you learn it from Bilam Arasha. Right? The donkey says to Bilam, why are you hitting me? Why? So you learn, that's the makar, says the Rambam in Amar Nevuchim. There are many others. The Chassam Sofer says you learn it from Barachim of Al-Kolmasov, you learn it from Ashrei, right? All these Makoros, the Balaturim we mentioned a couple weeks ago in the Parsha Shir. You learn it from the Isser of Kilai Behema. You're not allowed to put two different animals on a plow together, one kosher, one non-kosher. Why? Because the Balaturim says the non-kosher animal will turn his head and see the kosher animal chewing his cud. And the non-kosher animal will think that he's having lunch. Hey, I didn't get lunch. He's eating lunch now? I didn't get lunch. He's going to be upset. Right, so that's the makar for Tsar Balechayim. So many sources. They ask the Minchas Asher, why are there so many sources? Why did the Torah just say? So what's the underlying message? So he suggests the idea of Ratzon Hashem. There are certain ideas that the Torah assumes, and we assume the Torah means, even the Torah doesn't even have to say it. It's like the fifth Shulchan Aruch. It's Ratzon Hashem. That's why there's so many sources, because there is no source. The source is the Torah. This is Ratzon Hashem. He quotes this, the same idea by the mitzvah of Chinuch. Mitzvah of Chinuch, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Is the mitzvah of Chinuch Darabanan, Daraisa? How can you say the mitzvah of Chinuch is Darabanan? Me, Daraisa, I can let my kids do whatever they want. Darabanan came along and said, oh, you have to teach them Torah. What's to teach them ahead of. How can you say that? The answer is no. It's obviously Rasan Hashem. The prati pratim of the details, is that Daraisa or not? So that's the machlokes. But obviously, the idea of kiyadativ, as it says by Avram Avinu, obviously, that's an issue, mida oraisa. Okay, either way, let's continue. Amar Rava. So, midivrei shneim nilmad, according to either Reb Shimon or the Rabbanan. Either way, you learn tsar balechayim daraisa. You learn the principle of tsar balechayim is daraisa. V'yafilu Reb Shimon lo k'amar, let me show the lomasai mikroi. Only Reb Shimon says you have to pay, you don't have to pay because the psukim aren't, don't point in the right in any direction. Avo masai mikroi darshin kava chomer. But he would agree that if the psukim would give away which one they were, that he would agree to the kava chomer that just write prika, and just write te'ina, and I would know prika. Mishomai, what kavachomer would he hold up? La misham tsar balechayim darshinan. Wouldn't he hold that the kavachomer would be based on tsar balechayim? And therefore you see it's a concept daraisa. So my answer is dilma lo, dilma misham dika chisaron kis. Maybe the kavachomer would purely be based on chisaron kis lost to the owner. In other words, v'hachi gamar. Uma te'ina delesba chisaron kis. Chayiv, if te'ina, loading an animal, the Torah says you have to do it. Right, even though there's no loss to the owner because the load is sitting on the floor, prika the isbach is already kizlokol shekain. Surely unloading you'd have to do. So there's no raya that tsar balechayim would be in the limud. But the guards have a tina and imach chizaron kis. Tina is for sure no chizaron kis. Milo askinan that the hachiv hachiv batam ishuke. What do you mean? Maybe there is chizaron kis because the owner cannot load up his donkey. He can't get to the store, so he is losing money. Inami or asugavi v'shakli komadi ikabadei or ganavim are going to come and take what's on the floor. So maybe there is Kisar and Kis there. So maybe it could be a proof. Maybe it could be a proof. Either way, the Gemara doesn't say one way or another. Teidel's try to second proof. Teid that Tzah Balachayim Daraisa. Try number two. That Tzah Balachayim is Daraisa. The Tani Seifa. Reb Yosef Lili Omer. The next line of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah says, if there's a huge amount on the animal, you don't have to take it off. It's his fault. Sorry?
Loading could be starting.
Could be. Right. That's what the Gemara says now.
Unloading could be more of these armors because you have two factors now.
Unloading is Tsar Balei Chai.
Moving the merchandise and the animal itself.
Right. So the Gemara says it could be. That's why the Gemara at the end doesn't prove one way or another from that case. We don't know which case is being referred to, and therefore there's no raya whether Tsar Balei Chaim is a factor there or not. So that's why we don't have any proof.
Forgetting about Tsar Balei Chaim, just looking at Kisar and Kis.
Right. Even Kisar and Kis could go either way. Maybe if it's on the animal, maybe it's not going to be stolen. Right? Maybe nobody's going to steal it off an animal. It'll steal it on the floor next to the animal.
Okay, but you may need to unload it to move your merchandise.
Right, okay. So again, it could go either way. So either way, it's not clear from that case. Again, so the Mishnah says that if he has a big load, you don't have to do anything. Shneimer takas masa'o, masa'o she'yachol lamubo. Only a load that he is normal. Lav michal the Tanakama sarve zakaglo. I mashma that the Tanakama says that no matter what, you have to take it off, even if it's a humongous load. My time, alav misham the sabalachayim daraisa. It must be because he holds sabalachayim is a concept daraisa. So Gemara says, no, dilma batakas masa'o pligi. Maybe there's no sabalachayim issue, it's just a machlokas. Had a darshan the psukim. The Rabbi Yossi Savar Darshin and Takas Maso Maso Ishe Yochol Amud Bo. For a Banan Savar Lo Darshin and Takas Maso, you don't make such a drasha. So again, no raya. Try number three. Tehdu Tzar Balachayim Lav Dal Raisa. This way we prove the other way. Let's prove it's Durabanan. Diktani Reisha Halak V'Yashav Lo. What the case in the line of the Mishnah say? If somebody says, you know what? It's your mitzvah. I'm sitting down to take a rest. You have to take the off my animal. Halak V'Yashav Lo V'Amar Lo Hol V'Alecha Mitzvah Leprog Prog Patur Shneamar Imo. So if he's talking about Tsar Balei Chaim Daraisa, Mali Isa Lamari Bahadei, Umali Kiles Lamari Bahadei. If there's a concept of Tsar Balei Chaim Daraisa, then who cares if the owner is not helping? The animal is still suffering. Right? So therefore you should have to take it off. So the Gemara answered, no, Lo Olam Tsar Balei Chaim Daraisa. Even if you want to say Tsar Balei Chaim is Daraisa, Misavis Pater, Pater Lagamre. What does it mean if the owner sits down? Does that mean totally Pater? No. It just means Tilma Pater Bechinam. The Chayiv Iskar. It just means that you can demand payment if he's not helping you out. This is what the Torah means. When the owner is helping you out, Avid Gabe Bechinim, you got to help him out for free. If he's not there, Avid Gabe Beschar, you have to help. You have to help him out still, but you could demand payment. But still, we can hold Tzav Alechayim is Daraisa. So, still no proof from our Mishnah. So let's try to bring other cases. Lema Misayale. Let's try to prove it from the following. Same halacha to an animal owned by a Jew or a non-Jew. So, if Tzar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. So the issue is the animal, so it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make a difference who the owner is. But if Tzar Balei Chaim is not Daraisa, we always know there are differences in terms of Eidat B'Chaveiro. So the Gemara answers, no. Hasu Mishim Eva. There, this doesn't make a difference because it's still always a concept of Eva, meaning we want to make sure that the relations between the Jewish and the non-Jewish society stay smooth. So Gemara says, Achanam Mistaver, it also makes sense to say this is an issue of Eva and Tzar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. Why? Diktani, Imhaisa, Tuna, Yayin, Asur, Ein Zakaglo. I'm sorry, it's Subislav Daraisa. Because the end of that Daraisa said, if the animal is carrying a heavy load of usser wine, then you're not allowed to, you don't help out. You don't have a mitzvah to help. So, if you say it's not an issue of daraisa, mishamachin and zakigla, then you understand why you don't have to take it off the animal. But if it's a case of, if the hamalachim is daraisa, then who cares what the load is? You should have to take it off. You're not drinking the wine. So the Gemara answered, no, hafi ka'amar. Ulahatina yayin usser, ain zakigla. No, the other way, it means it to load up the animal with us or wine. Of course, to take it off, you would have to take it off, because it's Tzar Balei Chaim Daraisa. But to load up the animal, you wouldn't have to. Period. There is a famous tshuva of the Noda Bihuda about hunting. The Noda Bihuda was asked, are you allowed to go hunting? Allowed to go hunting. The Noda Bihuda in Yerodeya, in Tinyana Simen Yud, so he quotes that the questioner said, right, he had a big forest, and he wants to go hunting in his forest. Why would it be usher? Imishum Tsar Balei Chaim, imishum baltashkes, imishum shenagu bo iser. Those are the three, first half of the tshuva, he discusses these three potentially serum. First of all, Tsar Balei Chaim. So he says, no Tsar Balei Chaim. Why is there no Tsar Balei Chaim? They die right away. They die right away, there's no suffering. That's number one, no Tsar Balei Chaim. Number two, baltashkes. No baltashkes. Why? Because the animals are in the forest. Nobody's using them anyway. Batashmas is only where there's something potentially useful for a person. But if these are in the middle of the forest, nobody's using them anyway, no batashmas. Nagubo Isser, he says, I'm not sure about Nagubo Isser. So those three halachi issues, he says, I'm not so sure there's a problem. But then we get to the second half of the tshuva. V'amnam, ein anu, he quotes the, he says, V'amnam, ma'odani tamal gufadavar, v'lo matzinu ish tsayid rak ben nimrod ube esav, v'ein zed darke b'dei avram isav v'yakov. There's only two hunters in the Torah, Nimrod and Esav. Who wants to be in their group? He says, "Upuk chazi lomar tivalev etachadesh kasamari b'psakav rama in lomar kein alanase me'oris behemam shavurachma v'kolmasav the rama ve'ich yamus ish yisraeli biadayim balei chayim belishum tzorich rak ligmar chemdas manu lehisasek b'tzeda." He says, "Who? Which Jew could do such a thing? Just to kill things, even if it's not halachically." If you want to say it's because of the wild animals, he says, but what do you mean? This is in the forest. You're going out and finding them. They're not coming to you. You're not killing them to prevent danger. So he says, now I'll get into certain isurim. What's the isur? You're putting yourself into danger. So you are violating an isur. You're putting yourselves into the lair of the of these animals, and therefore, v'lachein yishbadav zem midem magune achzarius v'gam isura v'sakanta v'askaras avanosav v'gam v'chein hashomei liyishkon betach hasheket v'ashanim v'beisav v'lo yovat zmanu b'dvarim elos b'til Torah. So, after knocking out the maybe it's not bal tashchis or tzar balechayim, but there are many other more deep problems related. So that's the tshuva of the Noda Biyehuda. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. But Hashem will continue with more Tzav Alechaim tomorrow. We'll start with, what about muksa? Is muksa nitchem from Tzav Alechaim? What about milking your cow on Shabbos? Big shayla of the kibbutzim, right? Milking your cow on Shabbos, is there an issue there? The Shmir Shabbos discusses it in terms of Tzav Alechaim. Okay? And then we'll get into tomorrow's famous daf about your father's Aveda, your Rebbe's Aveda, which do you go to first? Some Agadata at the end of the Perek, Mishnah, Gemara, other issues to get into. Okay.